These laws are eternal, which means they are forever. These laws are universal, which means they are everywhere. They are absolute, whether you know that they are or not. They exist, whether you accept that they exist or not. And they influence your life, whether you know that they do or not. When we use the word law, we are not referring to the earthly agreements that many of you term law. You have a law of gravity, and you have the law of time and space, and you have many laws, even laws regarding the controlling of your traffic and the behavior of your citizens. But when we use the word law, we are speaking of those everlasting, ever-present laws, and there are not so many of them as you might believe that there are. While we have already discussed fully on separate recordings the law of attraction and the law of deliberate creating, we will express them here briefly because an understanding of those laws is necessary before an understanding of the law of allowing can be. If you will come to understand and apply these three basic laws, you will have an understanding of how your universe functions. You will have an understanding of how everything that comes into your experience comes. You will recognize that you are the inviter, the creator, the attractor of all things that come unto you. And you will indeed then have deliberate control of your own life experience. And in all of that, you will then, and only then, be free. Freedom comes through an understanding of how you're getting what you're getting. And so here we will express the rules of your game of physical experience. And we do so enthusiastically because they are the same rules of the game of all life, whether it is physical life experience or non-physical life experience. The most powerful law in the universe is the law of attraction. And that law simply says that which is likened to itself is drawn. You say, birds of a feather flock together. That is your awareness of the law of attraction. You notice that when bad things begin to happen in your life, it seems that everything starts to go wrong. You notice that when you wake up in the morning feeling good, you have a happier day, where when you begin the day with a fight with someone, that you find your day negative in many regards. That is your awareness of law of attraction. And indeed, everything that you are experiencing, from the most obvious to the most subtle, is influenced by this powerful law of attraction. When you think about something that pleases you, by law of attraction, other thoughts that are similar to it will begin to come forth. When you think of something that displeases you, by law of attraction, other thoughts that are like it will begin to come forth. Until you find yourself reaching into your past for more of the thoughts. You find yourself discussing with others. Until you find yourself surrounded by a larger and larger, ever-growing larger, thought. And as this thought is growing larger and larger, it is gaining momentum. It is gaining power. Attraction power. An understanding of this law puts you in a position where you may focus your thoughts only in the direction of what you are wanting to attract into your experience, while you may take your attention from those thoughts that you are not wanting to draw into your experience. The law of deliberate creating is described in this way. That which I give thought to, I begin to attract. That which I give thought to with emotion, I attract more quickly. And once I have launched it powerfully by giving thought with emotion, then as I expect that which I have thought about, I get it. The balance of deliberate creating is two-sided, so to speak. On the one hand is the thought, and on the other hand is the expectancy, or the belief, or the allowing. And so when I have given thought to something and now I am expecting it or believing that it will be, now I am in the perfect position to receive the subject of my thought. You get what you think about, whether you want it or not. Your thoughts are powerful, attractive magnets. They attract to themselves, and you attract them to you by giving thought to them. When you feel lonely, you attract more loneliness. When you feel poor, you attract more poverty. When you feel sick, you attract more sickness. When you feel unhappy, you attract more unhappiness. When you feel healthy and vital and alive and prosperous, you attract more of all of those things. The way you feel is your point of attraction. And so the law of attraction is most understood when you see yourself as a magnet getting more and more of the way you feel. It is usually easier to see these laws at work when you look into others' experiences. You will notice that those who speak most of prosperity have it. Those who speak most of health have it. Those who speak most of sickness have it. Those who speak most of poverty have it. It is law. It can be no other way. We are teachers, and in all of our experiences of teaching, we have learned this most important fact. Words do not teach. It is life experience that brings you your knowing. And so we encourage you to reflect into your own life experience, to remember those things that you have experienced before, and to begin watching from this point forward for the absolute correlation between the words that you are hearing here on this recording and the life experience that you are living. For it is our knowing that there is not a shred of evidence that exists anywhere in your universe that is to the contrary of what you have just heard on this recording. And so if you will begin to notice that you are getting what you are thinking about, then and only then will you be wanting to pay attention to, in fact, to deliberately control your thoughts.